Welcome to Art Life Conversations, where we talk about all things art life, from the struggles and the wins along the way, to making art, learning, and art history, to talks on business, career, and selling art. No matter where you are on your art journey, here you'll find inspiration, encouragement, and motivation as Kelly shares the real life of a working artist. And now, your host, Kelly Folsom.
Hello, artists. Welcome back to another Art Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Folsom. I'm a professional working artist, full-time working artist, teacher, coach, mentor. I help artists both build their skills, women artists finding their artistic voice, and building their art businesses. So if you're an artist who is looking to be more successful in your art life and in your art business, then I hope that this is helpful to you. And you can also hop over to my website, artlifewithkelly.com, if you like this content here, and find out how else I can support you and serve you. All right, so today's topic is on why 90%, yes, you heard me right, 90% of artists fail, okay, to become professional artists, and the number one reason why they do fail. And what to do about that, right? Because I'm not just here to present problems to you, but also, of course, to provide some insights and my experience and solutions to you. This is a pretty devastating statistic that 90% of art school graduates do not end up becoming professional working artists, okay? I've got some more devastating statistics for you, and that is, I'm reading my notes here, 75% of artists make less than $10,000 a year selling their art, okay? And then, of course, 50%, no more than $5,000. And only 13% of that 10%, right, who graduated art school, make more than $20,000, okay? So it's really, really a struggling situation here that artists are not translating from, you know, going to art school, getting art education, and then becoming a full-time working artist and becoming a prosperous, abundant artist on top of that, because who can live on $10,000 a year? Oh my gosh. And I'll also share with you that part of these statistics, the even more dismal part of it, is that women artists fare even worse on average than these numbers I just gave you. Okay? So why is this? Why the number one reason why this happens, I believe, is because, you know, artists learn to make art, but they don't learn how to run an art business. They don't learn how to become financially successful, how to provide for themselves, you know, as artists. And I've seen this happen both with myself and with other artists that I've worked with. For example, I recently was asking some artists, you know, to set some 90-day goals and to create, you know, their marketing strategy around their 90-day goals. And something that kept coming up was that the solution that so many of these artists kept coming up with was just painting more paintings, okay? And I used to think like this as well, like, oh, the only thing I could think of was to paint more paintings. I mean, we are creators, we're making art. That's what we were trained to do, perhaps, you know, if you went to art school, got a degree, but nobody trained us how to turn those paintings into money. And so it makes sense to me that our solution is just paint more, just paint more, just paint more, keep churning out more paintings, more inventory, a ton of paintings, you know, more paintings. And what I have learned over the last 15 years is that it really, that is not a strategy. It does not matter how many paintings you churn out. Those paintings do not magically turn into money, right? So the solution to this first is a paradigm shift, that you recognize that that you are a business owner. As an artist, you are essentially an entrepreneur, if you want to call it that, or a solopreneur, but you are a business owner, right? Like, you are not making a set salary. You are not, somebody is not writing you a paycheck, a regular paycheck. So it's all on you as the artist to make a living for yourself, to build an art business. So the number one thing that has to happen is you have to have that paradigm shift in your mind, right? And for a lot of us, we grew up in a world, I know I did, in a working class world, where, you know, my parents went, perhaps your parents went and somewhere to work, and they traded their time for money, and they got paid a paycheck, and it was a steady paycheck, and that's how they paid their bills, and that's how they survived, you know, in this life. That's how we survived as children, dependent on them. And so this was just the way that we understood money to work for a lot of us, right? Myself included. So that's the first thing that has to happen, is that you have to realize that you are running a business. And so every business has got to have, you know, a business strategy, a business plan, right? A business plan, a marketing strategy, right? So you have to know how much money it is that you want to make first and foremost. You have to know how much you need. I would look at both need and want to make. Okay, need is just that survival place, right? How much money do you need to make in order to pay your bills, to get by as an artist? Now, I would look at that. You must run the numbers. You know, people will also ask me like how to price their artwork, but yet they don't even know like how much money they need to make from their art business, right? And I say art business instead of artwork, because in your art business, you want to try to be selling more. You really need to be selling more than just your artwork, and especially more than just originals, right? So first you need to know how much money you need to make. Then I would look at how much money ideally do you want to make, okay? So that you can work your way backwards from that point. You have to know what that end outcome is, where you want to end up, okay? Then you have to create a business plan around that, right? Like a strategy of how you're going to achieve that. So if you tell me, well, sell more, my strategy is to sell more of my paintings, I'm gonna ask you, but how are you going to sell more of those paintings? Sell more paintings is not a strategy, right? Like, a strategy is, you know, coming up with a plan that you are going to implement, a strategy that you're going to implement in order to sell more of those paintings, okay? So you have to establish a plan. I love 90-day plans. Those are my favorite. I love working in those 3-month chunks of time. I start with an annual plan, and then I chunk it down into 3 months, and then I chunk it down into 1 month. Okay. So then beyond that, you have to be able to track your results. As a business owner, you know, as an entrepreneur, we really don't know for sure what's going to work. Right? Like, so we might come up with a plan, but we're not really certain, is this really going to work? Is the plan that I implement going to get me the results that I'm after? That is really the risk that we take in working for ourselves and running our own business. That is the trade-off, right? So you get no ceiling, but you also get no floor, in a sense, right? Not to try to, you know, scare anybody or get anybody into scarcity thinking, because for me, it's all ceiling. Like, there's no cap on what I can earn as an artist. And I truly do believe that. And I have proven that to be true in my life, especially in the last 3 years, right? So I know that it's infinity. There's an infinite supply of, you know, abundance out there. There's an infinite supply of money, and I can create money, and I can make that happen for myself, right? So, but you do need to track your results so that you can then tweak, right? So that you can see like what's working, what's not working, and how to, you know, try and then come up with new ideas if it's not working, or tweak the idea, try to find out where your blind spots are. You know, what is it maybe that got messed up? It could be something as simple as, you know, you were at an art show, but you didn't have prices on your artwork. You know, so next time, you know, I put prices on my artwork so that people know how much they are, you know, things like that, that you will just tweak along the way in order to start selling more work. And the last thing I really want you to brainstorm on and think about is how can you create passive income for yourself as an artist? Okay. So in when I say passive income, I really also mean recurring income. You know, what ideas can you create and implement to create recurring income? This could be a membership. It could be, you know, a club. It could be through prints. It could be through a subscription of some kind. You know, maybe you can do a teaching membership. That's what I do in order to create recurring income. Maybe you have a seasonal, you know, painting club membership where people pay a recurring fee every month, and then they get, you know, a package of some kind, or a print of some kind, or a book collection of your work, you know, every 3 months, or, you know, however often you do that. But recurring income is really such a magical key to having financial success as an artist. So I know it can be difficult to come up with those ideas, and to, you know, put them into practice and see if they're going to work, right? Because again, we really don't know until we put them into practice. And that's the last thing I'll leave you with today is, you know, one of the pitfalls I see a lot of artists falling into is that they try to figure everything out without doing any testing, you know, without actually putting it out there to the test and experimenting with it and learning from those efforts. You know, they try to figure it all out up here in their head to ensure that it's going to work before they ever, you know, put it to the test. All right, my friends. So I hope this has been helpful to you. You know, learning how to become a financially successful artist has been a huge endeavor for me over the last, especially the last 5 years, in which I decided to embark on that path, you know. And so I've learned a lot about that. If you found this to be helpful, then, you know, I'm super, super happy to hear it. And you can also go to artlifewithkelly.com and check out all of my resources available to help you further and more in depth. I will be having, you know, an art business retreat coming up here in the near future. So you can check out the details on that on my website, artlifewithkelly.com. In the meantime, let me know your thoughts on this topic of running an art business. And if you have any ideas to share as well, or further questions, you know, feel free to leave a comment below or email in at info@artlifewithkelly.com. Here to help, happy to help. And until next week, I wish you happy painting. Bye.